Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more. Wow, yeah.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Severe weather in the south has left at least 30 families displaced.
A suspected tornado has caused significant damage in Van Buren, Arkansas. That's outside of Fort Smith near the Arkansas-Oklahoma border. This woman struggled to help her grandfather after a large plate glass window fell on him during the storm.
He had glass all in his arm and he was all scratched up. But when I realized that I couldn't get it by myself, I was like, hey, I asked a neighbor, like, come here, because I need help.
More severe weather is expected to today from the southern plains all the way to southern New England. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
A possible mass shooting plot's been averted in Pontiac, Michigan. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard.
A person approached our deputies and gave them information that a family member had told them that they had seen on Snapchat a threat to shoot up this graduation ceremony.
He says they arrested one person. Deputies are looking for another suspect. President Trump says he's moving on from his very public and ugly back and forth on social media with Elon Musk. CBS's Robert Costa spoke with the president.
He talked about his high standing in the polls as he sees it. He talked about his view of the economy being in a strong position. So he was articulating a very positive view of this crossroads at this point in his term, despite everything that's unfolding with Elon Musk.
President just announced a new round of trade talks with China will take place in London next week. Yesterday, he caught his Chinese counterpart in a bid to end the tariff battle. His Treasury Secretary, Commerce Secretary, and U.S. Trade Representative will meet the Chinese team on Monday. Meanwhile, the administration is still pushing the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates.
After today's jobs report for May showed a slight slowdown in hiring, Trump urged Fed Chair Jerome Powell to cut interest rates by a full percentage point, which he said would be rocket fuel for the economy. Chuck Zada, chief investment officer at Armstrong Advisory Group, says it's too soon for that.
I don't know that it's slowing enough for the Fed to be cutting now, but normally if you were to see that accelerate and become a worsening problem, the Fed might start to cut.
The Fed is waiting to see if Trump's tariffs cause a spike in inflation. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The nation's capital is getting ready for World Pride Weekend. And the National Park Service is getting ready by putting up a fence around DuPont Circle. They say the temporary closures for the safety of the nearly 3 million people from all around the world expected for the parade, rally, and performances. Checking Wall Street this afternoon, the Dow is up 446 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. There's some good news on the air quality front. It's gradually getting better. The smoke we've been seeing is starting to clear out, and the DNR says they'll be keeping a close eye on the situation. They do have a website with real-time air quality updates. After less than an hour of deliberations, a Milwaukee County jury has found Maxwell Anderson guilty on all charges. He was on trial for the murder and dismemberment of Sade Robinson. The 34-year-old Anderson was convicted this morning of first-degree intentional homicide and several other felonies. Kenosha County will now allow the sheriff's office to hire deputies as young as 19. It comes after a 17-5 county board vote earlier this week. Applicants can now start their process at the age of 18 and a half. The minimum college credit requirement for non-sworn position has dropped to 40. County officials say the change addresses recruitment challenges and follows strict hiring standards. The Raymond School District in Racine County is under scrutiny after a new financial report was released this week. Online, read all about how the district is working to address concerns and maintain transparency for the community. Go deeper on the story at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A homestand for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers begin a 12-game homestand tonight, their longest of the season, against the Padres. That's followed by the Braves next week. And then the second-place Cardinals, the crew coming off a day's rest after beating the Reds 9-1 on Wednesday. NFL, Aaron Rodgers will sign a one-year deal to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Rodgers has kept in touch with their head coach.
Listen, I've talked to Mike Tomlin, great dude. It was nice to go into the city. I'd never really spent any time in Pittsburgh than the few times we've played there. But yeah, I've enjoyed talking to Mike.
NBA Finals, Oshkosh North High School grad Tyrese Halliburton has done it again. A last-second shot to lead the Pacers to a win in the playoffs, 111-110 over the Thunder in Game 1 of the Finals.
Man, we just we keep believing, and we stay together. And it ain't over till it's over. It ain't over till it hits zero, and we just keep pushing. So, like I said, really proud of this group.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Visit the Milwaukee County Zoo this summer to enjoy so many species of connection. Home to more than 2,200 animals and over 340 species, kids can dig into dinos at the zoo's summer exhibit. At Exploration Dinosaur, presented by Meyer, you'll unearth the past and explore prehistoric bones, teeth, and more from mighty dinosaurs like T-Rex and Triceratops. It's an exciting, hands-on adventure with life-size dinos. Exploration Dinosaur is open daily through October 5th. Learn more at milwaukeezoo.org.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with strikes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's Best Kept Secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
WRJN weather. Partly sunny today with patchy wildfire smoke and high temperatures scraping the low 70s. Calm winds, partly cloudy skies tonight, lows fall to the low 50s. And for tomorrow, still some partial sunshine, but cooler. Highs only make it to the mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
WRJN.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Kenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people. We'll be right back.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, a study found that the average weight gained during pregnancy is 14 pounds, and that's by the fathers. 5,000 male survey respondents said they were eating more as their partner's pregnancies progressed. Their reasons? Eating out more frequently before the baby comes, the increased availability of snacks around the house, the desire to make their partner feel better about her own weight gain, and being served larger portions, apparently by a hungry mom-to-be.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf. Spooky old woods alone. until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone.
Home for local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, WRJN. Brewers off last night, back in action tonight to take on the Padres. Our broadcast begins at 6:35. Brewers baseball brought to you by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, by Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. Check out the Brewers all season long on WRJN.
Come see what's
Mark mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Father's Day weekend. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for. Four Saints Family Festival, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Summerfest brings the biggest names in live music to Milwaukee's lakefront across three unforgettable weekends, including performances from James Taylor, Chicago, Devo, plus Richard Marx, Rick Springfield, George Thorogood, Sebastian Bach, and more. Don't miss Milwaukee's Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance on June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit RacineYachtClub.org for more info.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com.
WRJN. Out on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face,
up on the roof.
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. telling you, right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You have a cell phone, right? Do you still have a landline? If so, why? When Consumer Reports asked readers why they subscribe to home phone service instead of relying solely on their cell phones, the reasons included habit, price, reliability, and quality.
Enough into the setting sun.
you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. While the air quality alert has passed, the DNR says they're still watching the skies. After a week of smoky air from Canadian wildfires, winds have shifted enough to give it an all clear. Most of the weekend looks good. There is a slight chance of rain late in the day on Sunday. We'll get a look at that forecast coming up. After less than an hour of deliberations, a Milwaukee County jury has found Maxwell Anderson guilty on all charges. He was on trial for the murder and dismemberment of Sade Robinson. The 34-year-old Anderson was convicted this morning of first-degree intentional homicide and several other felonies. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office can now hire deputies at the age of 19. The county board this week voted to lower the minimum age and college credit requirements. Applicants may now apply at the age of 18 and a half, with non-sworn positions needing just 40 college credits instead of 60. Board members say the change is designed to help fill vacancies. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano's Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano's Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine. This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
WRJN weather.
Partly sunny today with patchy wildfire smoke and high temperatures scraping the low 70s. Calm winds, partly cloudy skies tonight, lows fall to the low 50s. And for tomorrow, still some partial sunshine, but cooler. Highs only make it to the mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. Tell me, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine arts community.
We got something happening on Sunday afternoon, June 8th.
Okay.
We've got a chance to enjoy Bell City Brasswork.
Oh, nice.
They're presenting the music of España, or, as they say, it's a chance to experience the passion of Spain as only a brass band can deliver it. They say from fiery flamenco to bold Paso Doble, feel the soul of Spain come alive through the power and precision of a live brass band, which really does sell me on wanting to go. The concert's at 3 o'clock on Sunday, the 8th, and it's at the Francis Bedford Concert Hall, which is in the Rita on the Parkside campus. And the music of Spain isn't just music, it's a journey. Now, the concert itself is free.
Free.
Free. And you can find more information on the Bell City Brassworks Facebook page. It's sure to be bold and brassy, which is their pun, not mine. So check them out. The music of España.
And by the way, any room that the Bell City Brassworks is, I mean, they fill up any room, but that space there at the Rita, gorgeous.
It's a very special opportunity to see music performed in that space.
Yep. All right. And again, your website is?
RacineArtsCouncil.org.
Check out the events calendar there, RacineArtsCouncil.org. All right. Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
She sits on the dock. Fishing in the water, I don't know her name. She's a fisherman's daughter, Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Come with me, But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN, where Terry Havel will take you on a journey through rock history tomorrow with Rock and Roll Never Forgets. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2. It's 4 hours of stories, stars, and timeless tracks, including a few you haven't heard in years. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets tomorrow, 10 till 2 on WRJN.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on.
Just my imagination.
just my imagination.
Once again,
running away with me.
I tell you, it was just my imagination.
Running away with me.
Every night on my knees I pray.
Hear my plea. Don't ever let another take her love from me, or I
will surely die. Her love is
heavenly. When her arms enfold me, I hear a tender rhapsody. But in reality, she doesn't even know me.
That's my imagination.
Once again,
running away with me.
Oh, tell you it was
just my imagination. Running away with me.
I never knew that I can't get it.
Just my imagination.
Ooh, yeah.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And I know what you're doing tonight. You're heading down to downtown Racine, right? It's another First Friday. It's the first Friday of the month, and there's all sorts of activities going on in downtown Racine, from lots of different music venues. There'll be music at the Crosswalk Park, at the Nash, at Reef Point Brew House, and other downtown venues. There'll be all those kites are going to be there, those metal kites that are part of the new public art project in downtown Racine. Lots of food, lots of music, lots of celebrations. It's First Friday tonight in downtown Racine.
Big deals.
Today's big deal of the day. X-Golf Kenosha, where the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no bugs, and no sunburn. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X-Golf Kenosha brings the course to you. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The City of Kenosha and the Gift of Wings proudly presents the IKEA Out of Sight Kite Flight this Saturday and Sunday at Kennedy Park on Kenosha's lakefront from 10 till 5. Amy and Connie Duran from America's Got Talent, the Fire and Ice Precision Flying Team, and Jim Alma from Vancouver will attempt to fly 3 stunt kites at the same time. Then you can see the flying emus fly 4 stunt kites. Join all the excitement this weekend, Saturday and Sunday from 10 till 5 at Kennedy Park for IKEA Out of Sight Kite Flight.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Father's Day weekend. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for. Four Saints Family Festival, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
Nothing you can take and tear me
God.
What you say?
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Plus, I'm going to have another keyword for you in our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. It'll be your chance to win, so good luck and keep listening.
Ooh, child, things are going to get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter.
Things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. We begin with breaking news. CBS News has learned a Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador is on his way back to the United States to face criminal prosecution. We are awaiting a press conference anytime now from Attorney General Pam Bondi to announce the charges against Kilmar Abrego Garcia, whose indictment has just been unsealed. President Trump says he's moving on to other things after a very public spat with the man who was one of his closest allies. CBS's Robert Costa says
President Trump told me that he is moving forward with his presidency and focused on domestic and foreign policy matters, not on Elon Musk and their feud. He cast this moment as a positive one economically.